Septuagint, Cosmic Genesis. Septuagint, Volume 1. Translated by the Scriptural Research Institute in 2020 through 2025. Published by Digital Ink Productions in 2025. Forward. In the mid-3rd century BCE, King Ptolemy II Philadelphus of Egypt commissioned a translation of the ancient Israelite scriptures for the Library of Alexandria. This resulted in the creation of the Septuagint. The original version, published around 250 BCE, only included the Torah, also known as the Pentateuch in Greek. The Torah consists of the five books traditionally attributed to Moses, dating back to around 1500 BCE: Cosmic Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy. The first of these five books was known as Genesis Kosmou in Greek, meaning Cosmic Genesis, but as Bereshit in Hebrew, which roughly translates to In the Beginning, which are the first few words of the book. It is widely accepted that several versions were written in Aramaic and Canaanite before the translation of the Septuagint. Fragments of the Torah have been found in four languages among the Dead Sea Scrolls, generally dated to between 200 BCE and 600 CE. During this time, the land of Judea transitioned from the rule of the Ptolemies in Egypt to the rule of the Seleucids in Syria around 200 BCE. The Seleucids attempted to Hellenize the Judeans and effectively banned traditional Judaism. This Hellenizing activity was partially successful, leading to the creation of the Sadducee faction of Judaism. However, it also led to the Maccabean Revolt in 165 BCE, which established the independent Hasmonean Kingdom of Judea in 140 BCE. This kingdom was extremely xenophobic and governed by a priestly monarchy that wielded both state and church authority. The Hasmonean dynasty sought to conquer the entire territory that had previously been part of the Persian province of Judea. They either expelled or exterminated the existing inhabitants based on their ethnicity. When the Edomites were conquered, they were allowed to convert to Judaism en masse, as they were believed to be the descendants of Esau. However, most other ethnic groups were not accepted. The Hasmoneans blamed the Greeks for all of Judea's issues and tried to establish an alliance with the Roman Republic. They appear to have promoted Yahweh Sabaoth in part to strengthen ties with the Romans, as Yahweh was pronounced very similarly to Jove's, a classical Latin pronunciation of Jupiter. The Romans reacted negatively to this and expelled the Judeans from Rome in 139 BCE, as documented by Valerius Maximus.
Gnaeus Cornelius Hispalis, praetor peregrinus in the year of the consulate of Marcus Papilius Lanus and Lucius Calpurnius, ordered the astrologers by an edict to leave Rome and Italy within 10 days, since by a fallacious interpretation of the stars they perturbed fickle and silly minds, thereby making profit out of their lies. The same praetor compelled the Judeans, who attempted to infect the Roman custom with the cult of Jupiter Sabazius, to return to their homes.
During the rule of the Hasmoneans in Judea, they changed the national script from the old Canaanite script, today known as Paleo-Hebrew, to the Aramaic block script, which is now called Hebrew. As a result, most surviving texts from the Hasmonean era and later are written in the Assyrian script, and it is uncertain to what extent the Hasmoneans edited the scriptures when they transcribed them. The scriptures left by the Hasmoneans later became the basis of the Masoretic text,